like I said, we took a step forward on municipal court reform. However, I still think that we need to take a look at those who are still victims of the municipal court system. We need to totally wipe the slate clean. I know that that will have adverse effects for those municipalities who are due that revenue, but in my opinion, that's blood money. We also need to take a look at our transportation infrastructure and build a north-south metro link line to allow people to get to jobs, and also east-west. You know, all of the jobs are moving out to Chesterfield and town and country and all points west, yet we have most of the African Americans and most of the poor people live in urban centers. Mm-hmm. So, and there's no way for them to get to their job. It's beyond me of how it takes an hour to get from North County to downtown on the bus, yet 20 minutes by car. We need to seriously solve that. We need to take a look at our education system. We're in the middle of the transfer debacle, and that has yet to be solved. And I don't know if policy is going to be the way we solve that. I know that there's been a compromise struck recently to have the school districts work together. But why did it take this crisis for our 22 school districts to start to work together? They should have been working together before. And then let's talk about why those school districts were formed. Again, those school districts were formed for families to get away from Black families to, you know, that were in North St. Louis or in St. Louis City. So, I digress. We need to look at, well, we started looking at minimum wage and raising minimum wage, but who know, we don't know what that magic number is. I really think we need to pay attention to income inequality overall, and then also take a look at asset building and how we are addressing our payday loan epidemic. We have more payday lenders in Missouri than we do McDonald's. And we need to take a look at financial literacy and help people build assets to save for those emergencies that happen when a car breaks down or when your money runs out before your month does and you need more groceries. Those are typical struggles of families that live in anywhere.